USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence, head of the administration's coronavirus response, says 21 of the 46 people tested on board a cruise ship off San Francisco have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus.
Cruise ships represent a unique challenge for health officials, and so we would ask elderly Americans to use common sense and caution in planning any cruise ship vacation.
He says everyone on the ship will be tested and put in quarantine. Pence was surprised when a reporter asked about two people who attended this week's American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference in Washington who tested positive for the coronavirus.
It's the first I've heard of it in the midst of a busy day.
Thousands attended, including members of Congress, as well as Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Congressman Mark Meadows is in and Mick Mulvaney is out as White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney was a founding member of the Freedom Caucus in Congress, and he was also an original member of the Trump cabinet, serving first as the director of the Office of Management and Budget, where he played a major role in the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. He also served for over a year as the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau before the president named him as his acting chief of staff. In a tweet, the president praised Mulvaney and named him a special envoy to Northern Ireland. President Trump signed an $8.3 billion coronavirus funding bill at the White House on Friday after canceling a trip to the headquarters of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta and then later reviving it. Some of the money is earmarked for locals on the front lines fighting the coronavirus in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A major music festival in Texas has been canceled due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, Steve Adler, declared a disaster due to the coronavirus outbreak, a move that resulted in the cancellation of a big music festival.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that, have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
The annual event brings thousands of visitors to the city for conferences centered around the discussions on technology, media, music, sports, education, and video gaming. There's also a major film festival and the music festival. The conference, which had been scheduled for March 13th to the 22nd, has grown to become one of the most well-known events in the U.S. The two-week draw in 2019 brought 417,000 visitors from 106 countries. According to a report released by South by Southwest, the event brought $356 million to the city's economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Ignition, liftoff. SpaceX is heading toward the International Space Station. The launch took off last night from Cape Canaveral. The Falcon rocket with its Dragon capsule carrying 2 tons of equipment and experiments. A few minutes after the launch, the first stage booster landed back at the Cape. The Dragon is to rendezvous with the space station on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.